making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
We are entering the future as Walmart is testing out a drone delivery system.
Ooh.
Drones that would pick up your groceries and fly them to your house and land them on your patio, on your porch. Yeah. Don't know a whole lot about what's going on. The testing's going on in North Carolina right now. They're focusing on certain items and certain grocery products. They've teamed up with a company called Flytrex, which is a drone delivery company whose drones are controlled via the cloud. So the drones are controlled via the cloud. I don't know what that means. That's
right.
The only cloud that I know is like the one that you store pictures in from your phone.
Correct.
So I don't know how that would control a drone. I don't know what's going on. Mindy, what do you got?
So 12 toys will soon battle to join the likes of Mr. Potato Head and Crayola Crayons for the National Toy Hall of Fame. We're talking about Jenga, Light Bright, My Little Pony, Briar Horses, the game Risk. I can't believe some of these are not already in there.
Right.
Sorry, Yahtzee, Sidewalk Chalk, Bingo. And this one I didn't know, Tamagotchi.
That's from my time. So they were like little digital device pets that you'd have to keep alive. You'd have to feed them at certain times.
Oh.
And if you, you know, if you missed like three meals or something, they would digitally die or something. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't have one. My friends had them and they're all into it. It was like the TikTok of my time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's what people did.
Well, you can vote at toyhalloffame.org and you have up until September 16th to put your vote in on these. And finally, America is wishing a big happy birthday to Lawrence Brooks. He's the country's oldest living World War II veteran.
He is old.
111. He just turned on Saturday. So he was actually a New Orleans native. He served as a private first class station in New Guinea and the Philippines. And he did a birthday boy dance of a COVID-safe two-step on his porch.
So yeah, what does that look like?
I guess he's like a mask and by himself. I don't know.
He's probably wearing like an astronaut suit.
Right.
He's probably doing, mad. Can't touch us.
Well, he said that the people stood on the sidewalk and sang songs that he loved as a young man, too.
So MC Hammer probably wasn't one of them.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.